CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. President Obama today on the killing of six worshipers at the Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
These kinds of terrible, tragic events are happening with too much regularity for us not to do some soul searching and to examine additional ways that we can reduce violence.
Police officers stopped the rampage yesterday, and one of the officers was badly wounded. One tough man, that one.
He had been shot nine times, one of them very serious in the neck area, and he waved them off and told them to go into the temple to assist those in there.
That's the police chief, John Edwards. Syrian government forces are reportedly fighting with rebels in Aleppo, Homs, and Damascus today. The Syrian prime minister, Riyad Hijab, has changed sides.
I declare that from today I am a soldier of this holy revolution.
And the rebels claim two more senior government ministers have also defected. One of the great science stories in decades is unfolding for us. Real excitement at Jet Propulsion Lab at Caltech.
Mars to Earth. Message from Curiosity not long after the robot rover landed in a crater on the red planet.
We were able to have a short talk with Curiosity, and she told us that she is in surface nominal mode and is otherwise very healthy.
Mission manager Michael Watkins says after that high-risk landing, Curiosity is ready to do the work that she was sent to do.
We built this rover not just to be launched or not just to land on Mars, but to actually drive on Mars and execute a very complex and beautiful science mission.
Which is, find out if any form of life ever existed on Mars. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
There was flooding in Johnson City, Tennessee overnight. Torrential rains sent streams raging out of their banks. Some people were trapped by floods.
We've got a lot of damage, still a lot of high water remaining.
That's Dan Eldridge. He's the mayor there in Washington County, Tennessee. People go back to the devastation that wildfires left in their neighborhoods, and they say,
pure hell. That's the only thing I can say.
Manford, Oklahoma is the place that wildfire got to town.
It hurts, but, you know, there's other people who lost absolutely everything and have no way to bounce back. I feel for them.
That's KTUL-TV reporter Keith Taylor. He also lost his own home in the fire. The bells were tolling today in Hiroshima, Japan. 67th anniversary of the day an atom bomb was dropped on the city by the U.S. Army Air Corps. President Harry Truman's grandson attended that ceremony, joining 50,000 people, remembering 140,000 who died in the blast. On Wall Street, the Dow up 75 points, the Nasdaq has gained 30. Oil prices are up, $92.20 a barrel. This is CBS News.
People say to me all the time, Mike, why does Ford need a guy like you when they got a guy like Jim Twitchell? Now, Jim, you've been with Ford now for how long?
24 years, thankfully.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Mike.
According to my notes here, Ford says the works can more than pay for itself. What does that mean?
The Works Fuel Saver package is an excellent value. It more than pays for itself in fuel economy by checking your tire pressures and by making sure that you have the proper grade of oil and making sure that everything is running and operating smoothly.
The Works Fuel Saver package includes an oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate. Apply rebate to your Owner Advantage Rewards account and earn a $10 bonus. That's $20.
So the position of my Ford dealership is saving money is good and saving gas is good, correct?
Correct.
And with the works, you get both?
You get both.
I love this. This is great. I'm going to get one. Where do I get them?
Get to your Ford dealer.
You heard it.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Claim based on EPA averages. See participating Ford dealer for membership terms, conditions, and rebate details through 83112.
What a difference a year in the sense of hard work and achievement has made in London.
Today, it's the Olympics, but this time last year, London's riots began and the city was burning. Since the riots, millions of dollars have been pumped into deprived areas and new job training programs have taken some unemployed youth off the streets. Mayor Boris Johnson also cites the Olympic example.
The Olympics, with this very, very clear message about effort and achievement, could not come at a better time.
Yet the mayor concedes deep problems remain. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
The most accident-prone group of vehicle drivers is teenagers. And in New Jersey, a red sticker on the license plate means teenager behind the wheel with a restricted license, which tends to sharpen the gaze of police officers. The state's Supreme Court says it is constitutional. Turn down the challenge. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
This Monday, we're going to travel in the not-so-way-back machine to see if we can figure out, see if we can sort out, see if we understand something I read.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
Hi. Hope your weekend was great. I had a special weekend. We'll talk about it. It was fun. And then here's the thing I want to tell you about right now. Let's travel back to last Thursday. I was going to try to remember to bring this up on Friday, but I forgot. So it doesn't matter when you do it, as long as you do it. That's the important part, right? Right. Okay, there we go. They had a Chick-fil-A story, okay? This was the Chick-fil-A, this is the headline, Chick-fil-A sees flocks of supporters across the nation. In the story, it said this. Let's just do it this way. Baking the California summer heat, lines of Chick-fil-A fans sneaked around the eateries and down streets Wednesday, as patrons ignored gay rights advocates armed with chuck off and, you ready? I don't know how to pronounce it. Vuvuzelas. Vuvuzelas? It's V-U-V-U-Z-E-L-A-S. Now, I have one of those, 50-pound dictionaries. I looked it up. It wasn't in the 50-pound dictionary. That word was not in the dictionary. Which can only mean one thing, I suppose. Can you have a thesaurus for your thesaurus?
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
No one chooses to be sick or injured, but you can choose where to get help. Take MR imaging, for example. San Luis Diagnostic Center now offers their brand new 3 Tesla Ultra High Field Open MRI, the only system of its kind in California, and one of three in the United States. If you're claustrophobic, it's not a problem. With their new Siemens Skyra scanner, it has the largest opening available. Plus, it has the best quality images and shortest scan times. That's right, shortest scan times, largest capacity opening, and image quality unequaled by any other scanner. San Luis Diagnostic Center is dedicated to providing state-of-the-art technology. So when you need an MRI, take control of your health care. Ask your doctor to send you to San Luis Diagnostic Center for their ultra-high-field, state-of-the-art open magnet. The choice is yours. Call 542-9700. All major insurances accept it.
Hello.
Howdy, howdy.
Mo's Smokehouse Barbecue has been knocking them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Mo's has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Mo's in Slowtown and at the beach in Pismo. He'll be saying, Mo Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I often say, Mo Barbecue, please, boy. Last time I went, they had absolutely excellent. They have a tri-tip sandwich that's just fab. All right, let's talk about things that are going on. Whose is our what's our flashback, according to the Tribune today, a highlight in history on August 6th in 1962, Jamaica, formerly ruled by Britain, became independent dominion within the Commonwealth of Nations. On this date in 1926, Gertrude Ederle became the first woman to swim the English Channel. In 1945, the United States dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, resulting in an estimated 140,000 deaths. Our birthday today, actor Ray... Who is it? Actor Ray Buktenica? I'm serious about that. Ray Buktenica is 69. Actor Dorian Harewood is 62. Actress Catherine Hicks is 64. Basketball Hall of Famer David Robinson, I remember him, he's 47. And singer Jerry Halliwell, whose name I'm familiar with, is 40 today. So I want to say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
But most especially, I want to say, I'm a day late, but we were Sunday, I'm not here. Yesterday was my wife Nancy's birthday.
If I I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and makes it summer. But summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Did you ever hear mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. No angel could replace Nancy with a laughing face. Betty Grable, L'Amour, and Turner. She makes my heart a charcoal burner. It's heaven when I embrace my Nancy with a laughing face.
Hi, Bill Benega here to tell you the news from Calcoast News.com. and we'll find out what's going on today. And it's always crazy. Oceanic Community Service District board members are slated Wednesday to revisit the approval of an illegal raise that they voted to give themselves in July. On July 11th, Board President Matt Guerrero called the proposed raise hazard pay, and board members Mary Lucy said she deserved $300 to attend some meetings. During the discussion, former board member Barbara Mann said from the gallery that the limit was $600 a month per director. District Legal Counsel Chase Martin then said he would check into the law about pay limits, and the vote to approve the increase was placed on the July 25th agenda. Even so, on July 25th, the board voted unanimously to raise their weekly stipend from $100 to $125 after about a minute of discussion in which board members Kathy White noted that at least they were making a decision in public. Citizen activist Julie Tacker responded by sending an email to Martin saying it appeared he had not researched laws regarding director pay because California Government Code 61047A says the board of directors may provide by ordinance or resolution that each of its members may receive compensation amount not to exceed $100 for each day of service. A member of the board of directors shall not receive compensation for more than 6 days of service in a month. District Manager Tom Geislin responded in a staff report attached to the August 8th agenda that says, due to the hesitation on part of the board of directors to increase their compensation, I thought it would be worthwhile to raise this issue again before the board votes on it formally to adopt the new bylaws. Geislin suggested that if the board decides to move ahead with their self-approved raises, they would need to pass a separate ordinance to approve the new amount. I'm sure they're willing to do that, don't you think? happens right under our noses, and it's like we're going, say what? How's it work again? All right. Now, if you're going to go down to Harry, you know, if you're going to go down to Harry's Bar in Pismo, can I just say this? Harry's Bar is nice. I like Harry's Bar. But, you know, you know sometimes when you go into Harry's, there could be trouble. A Cal Poly assistant football coach already attacked a man with a bottle at, can I do that again? I have it altogether wrong. Take two. A Cal Poly assistant football coach allegedly attacked another man with a beer bottle at Harry's Nightclub and Beach Bar in Pismo shortly after 1 a.m. on Saturday. Police arrested Randy Hansen, who's 44, for battery and booked him into San Luis Obispo County Jail. He has since been released on bail. Medics treated the alleged bloody victim at the scene and sent him home. Cal Poly hired Hansen, whose resume includes assistant coaching for three different NFL teams, in April to be Mustangs defensive backs coach. While Hansen was an assistant with the Raiders in 2009, he said Raiders head coach Tom Cable threw him from a chair in a heated argument, fracturing his jaw and ruining the relationship he had with the Raiders. You think? Hansen later sued Cable, but dropped the case because of a lack of evidence. Mustangs preseason training camp starts today at 3 o'clock p.m. Well, you got to get all that fighting in before you start training camp. You got to get Harry's in before you go to work. All right, we had a 4.5 earthquake this morning, early this morning. It was a shallow quake, they said. It occurred about 24 miles northeast of Paso at about 12:35 this morning, according to the United States Geological Survey. Several residents in both Paso Robles and Atascadero said the shaking was strong enough to wake them up. Today's trembler was the first larger than 3.0 earthquake on the central coast in the past 3 days. What's going on here? What's going on? Okay. The things that are going on. Well, this story is one of those things that makes you want to just barf. The governor, by the way, has already said that he's not going to get the people that gave money to help support the parks when we thought they had no money. They're not going to get the money back. He said, I know that from the goodness of their hearts, they want us to keep the money and improve the parks. Okay, but here's the other thing that happened. California auditors discovered an additional $119 million in untapped monies, bringing the total to $286.5 million that lawmakers were unaware of while cutting government funding services and programs, according to California Governor Jerry Brown. The administration announced on Friday. The review of the 500 special funds by state auditors found some accounts have significantly more reserve cash than what individual departments reported to the State Department of Finance. Some of the monies were unreported, most of this untapped funds were dedicated to special purposes. For example, the recent discovery includes about $30 million for health care programs and almost $20 million set aside to reimburse crime victims. On Friday, Brown, who had previously proposed closing 70 parks, suggested using $20 million in the newly discovered $54 million underreported by the California Department of Parks and Rec for matching private donations to ultimately keep the parks open. How much will it take? Okay. He's saying 40 million. Okay. So that's going to make you feel better about donating money somehow. Okay. Two San Luis County residents were ahead on Highway 46. And I want to share this with you if I may today. You know that immigration thing we talk about all the time? Everybody talks about. Okay. Well, guess what? A plaintive years-long cry from California farmers worried about an inadequate supply of harvest laborers now is being heard statewide as the prediction, often scorned by critics, began to materialize. And while the looming shortage might not affect San Luis Obispo County farmers, vintners, and ranchers as much as in other parts of the state, there could be a real impact here, according to Farm Bureau legislative analyst Joy Fitchew. Hi, Joy. I remember Joy. There are a number of farmers who have been telling me that they are having trouble finding labor. People just aren't coming into California as much, said Fitchew. However, we don't really have the kind of crops in this county that require large numbers of field workers all at the same time. Fitchew cited numerous issues with which migrant workers and their prospective employers must deal. Workers are having a bit of a problem being able to take on the job because of the new immigration regulations, she said. If the laborers don't have absolute proof of credentials, our guys are reluctant to hire them. Of course, what do we think was going to happen? I don't know what we thought. Anyway, not knowing what we thought, I'll wrap it up for Calcos News for today. Don't forget 24/7 calcosnews.com. Go to it and find out what's going on in our world because they have the answers every day.
CalcoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Hello, it's Monday. You're Bill Becker, and this is Talk is Cheap. And this is Bill's news and commentary right now until we get the equipment in. 1340 KYNS in San Luis Obispo. Let me mention that it's currently 12:22. It's about 12:23. We had the earthquake again. Here we had the earthquakes happening. So anyway, I slept through it. There's nothing could have awakened me at all. We went to as a gift to my wife for her birthday. Her brother gave her a night stay at Madonna Inn as a guest of Phyllis Madonna. Well, everybody's a guest of Phyllis Madonna. I just threw that in. It sounded important. Anyway, so we went there. And had a, we were in a, I forget what the sun, morning gym or something it was called. I forget what it was called. Anyway, it's a very nice room. And we did the pool thing and all that. Well, that's where it got me, I think, you know. I don't get around that well anymore. And when you decide you're going to play with your niece and nephew because they stayed the night too, you're going to have problems. There's no question about it. One of them, being able to stay awake at night. Actually, Casey wore himself out. Because we both fell asleep on the king size bed in the main room there, and then Nancy, just to be nice, because you know Casey was sound asleep and I was sound asleep, although snoring rather loudly, said, "Well, I'll just get in the other bed with Helen." So that was how that worked out. So anyway, it all worked out very well. The kids got a huge kick out of something I have to admit I had never used until this weekend. I don't know if they're in all the rooms, but there was not one in our room. Alex Madonna had installed a fanny fountain, and I've never used a bidet before. And the kids really thought that was quite the ticket. Less paperwork, you understand. So anyway, they were real happy about that. Here's one of these things that always makes me happy when a father comes home to his children from being overseas. And here's one of those stories, and it's a heart jerker, and I'm glad. Pulls of the old strings. I'm also glad. Yeah, you can do it. Come on. Oh, no, you can't go to there. What are you doing? Let's start here. where it starts.
We are changing the song. She wants to dedicate getting her first degree black belt to her father.
14-year-old Gina Evans walks out to receive her first degree black belt. Little does she know, her dad, who has been hiding in the bathroom, is walking about 20 steps behind her. She bows, turns, and there he is.
Gina! Master Larry. And her dad just got in today.
Greg has been serving in Bagram, Afghanistan for the past 9 months. The Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer was working with the Army, Navy, and Air Force in a joint unit defense logistics agency and made it home in perfect time for one of the biggest days in his daughter's life.
I only get to test for my first on once, and he was here to see it.
Gina was testing for her black belt at Pax Karate on Blanding, breaking bricks with her dad secretly watching.
He's just been gone for so long. I miss him so much.
I miss you too, baby.
I missed him too.
The day this proud father was so thankful to be a part of.
You can talk to him on the phone all you want to or Skype him, but you know, there's nothing like holding your two little girls in your hands. It feels good.
There you go, senior piece. Senior Chief Petty Officer. What's the big deal about that? And that's really cool. His uniform, you know, he worked for this Joint Services Affair, and his uniform had insignias from it. Army, Navy, Air Force, you name it. They were all on there. Okay. All right. Well, other things that are happening. Of course, we have this Wisconsin gunman that decided he was going to kill people in the church. And I don't know. Michael Page is his name. An Army vet shot and killed six people near Milwaukee. He may have been a white supremacist, police say, because he apparently had played in far-right bands and everything. I've never heard of far-right band. I know they had those. They had far-left bands back, you know, during the hippie days. I mean, what do you think? You know, but far-right band. Let me see what it says about this. Okay, go ahead and start, please. Thank you. The Army veteran who neighbors, and they keep bringing up that, you know, because I don't know what the point is, but anyway. An Army veteran who neighbors say played in a far-right punk band was a lone shooter in the rampage at the Sikh temple in Wisconsin that killed six people and wounded four. Wade Michael Page, 40, was shot to death by police responding to the Sunday morning attack in the Milwaukee suburb of Oak Creek, and the community chief of police told reporters it was the latest violence against the Sikh community in the United States and apparent misdirected revenge for the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The attacker shot people inside and outside the temple, including a police officer. Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards said another police officer with a rifle then shot the gunman, who died at the scene. He has a long list of biased crimes against Sikhs. Because the hijackers were Sikh, which, you know, it was really a weird way of looking at life when you stop and think about it. So, what religion was this guy? Now he's shooting people. Kind of goes into a funny circle there. Not funny, haha, funny, strange. Speaking of Chick-fil-A, today's political cartoon cracked me up. Here's a reporter shoving her microphone in a couple's face, and she says, "Do you support Chick-fil-A's CEO on the traditional marriage, or do you favor activist calls for a nationwide boycott?" And the husband says, "You know, I sure miss the separation of church and fast food."
Yeah, I didn't tell you? I'm finally letting John take me out to lunch. I know he's not my type. I just hope he doesn't take me to someplace I've ate a million times. Oh, shoot, here he comes. Talk to you later.
Hey there, you ready for lunch?
Sure. Where are we going?
I've been dying to try Slow Brew for lunch.
Okay.
If the same old thing for lunch over and over and over is driving you crazy, stop the madness and try something new at Slow Brew. Affordable, delicious food, great ambiance. It's Slow Brew, downtown Slow, with $3 tacos, your choice of steak, chicken, or Alaskan cod. Vegetarians, try their Peace and Love vegan hummus platter. And all of Slow Brew's salads, burgers, and sandwiches can be ordered in either full or half-size portions. Even their most popular, the Thai ahi salad. Loosen up your day a little bit by adding one of Slow Brew's award-winning microbrews to your lunch. It's Slow Brew, serving lunch Tuesday through Sunday at 1119 Garden Street, downtown Slow.
I don't know about a new guy, but I definitely have a new lunch spot. Slow Brew.
Time now for your community calendar. Every Saturday through August 18th is Movies at the Mission in San Luis. And it is free. Movies start at 7 o'clock and they are family friendly. So bring your blankets and a picnic dinner and come on out to the Mission. All movies start at 7 o'clock every Saturday through August 18th. CASA of San Luis Obispo County is recruiting new volunteers to become advocates and mentors for foster children. If you would like more information, please call 541-6542 or visit slowcasa.org. Get ready for some fun. People of all ages will enjoy the entertainment at the Stone Soup Music Fair happening on Saturday, August 25th at Ramona Garden Park. If you would like more information, call 489-9091. And if you have something happening in your zip code, we want to hear about it. Calendar at RadioCentralCoast.com.
How she made it in
I thought we would just have Nancy Sinatra today, because why not? You know? Anyway. We'll get to her big hit next. You know, she was big in the 60s. She had a hugey. All right, let's talk about all the things that are happening. Hey, Curiosity, here's how they put it in the paper. I thought it was kind of clever, to tell you the truth. Curiosity sticks a perfect landing. It was pretty amazing, you have to admit. You know, this thing is hovering there, you know, and it lowers the rover thing on, Curiosity is the rover, it lowers it on cables at 2 miles an hour, you know, which is like some of the elevators in San Luis. Anyway, 2 miles an hour, and then it just kissed the surface of the Mars, and beaming back pictures already. So it's going to tell us stuff that we maybe didn't know before, or it's going to tell us the same stuff we already knew, and we're going to wonder why we spent the money. It's hard to say what's going to happen with this thing. But anyway, but it's big. I mean, it's much, much bigger than those little guys are. All right. But they've done awfully well. The one pooped out because it got stuck in the Earth, but the other one still run around up there. It's Discovery or whatever it is. I think it's amazing. Okay. Wait, here was a story I wanted to share with you right now. Oh, I don't know if you heard about this. This was I know this isn't good news, but it's one of those things that's so strange, it makes me want to say, you know, this is really, really a strange thing, and I'm going to tell you about it. And that was a lightning strike killed a NASCAR fan and injured 9 others at a parking lot outside Pocono Raceway after torrential rain shortened Sunday's Pennsylvania 400, a track official said. The PA announcer had warned fans to take cover as a powerful band of thunderstorms approached. The lightning affected 10 of our race fans, said Pocono spokesman Bob Pleben. Unfortunately, one person was dead on arrival when they were brought to the Pocono Medical Center in Strasburg, Pennsylvania. 9 fans received treatment after the lightning strike. Some of them were hospitalized, he said. Their conditions were not immediately known. Jeff Gordon won the race when NASCAR parked the cars on the 98th lap, 155 miles short of the scheduled 400. Next NASCAR Sprint Cup series is August 12th in Watkins Glen, New York, which I think is important to mention at the end of a story where a guy got hit by lightning. Anyway, so that's a strange, you have to admit. That lightning can't be good for you. Can't be good at all. So that was that was a different kind of a story right there, I thought. Okay. Here they had everything in the London Olympics. I mean, what can you say? I mean, you know, Phelps ends up with his 22 medals. Usain Bolt runs, faster than a speeding bullet and sets a new record. And then the interesting thing was, let me get this thing right here. This guy here, South Africa Oscar Pistorius, the first double amputee to compete in the Olympics, finished last in the semifinals of the 400 meter on Sunday. So for those people that were like, well, you know, he could probably go faster in those things. Apparently not. He was thrilled to death, though. I saw him interviewed on TV this morning. He was just the happiest guy in the whole wide world. He got to do it. I was happy watching him. Actually, you know what? It's much more cumbersome to run with those things. I mean, you have to make sure your feet, you know, you don't scrape the ground with one of the things, and they're long-ish. So anyways, I thought that was amazing, I'll tell you that. All right, what else is going on? Murray beats Federer in the final. May Treanor and Walsh moving to semifinals in the beach volleyball. The golf was going on this weekend, and Furyk collapsed and gives Bradley the win, Keegan Bradley. So he won the Ryder Cup spot. Now, here's the thing. Remember I said to you, you know, and the kids are all saying to me all weekend, you know, what's your favorite sport? So I finally just picked one. I said equestrian, and so little Helen said, what's that? I said, that's where you jump over a horse. You know, and she was thinking about that when I left her. Anyhow, but I told you the thing I like least is where the judges are involved, and I have to admit, I watched a little bit of the female boxing. It's like male boxing. But here's the point. The boxers are upset with the Olympic judging because it made no sense. Here they even have this situation right here. Where is this thing? Oh, here it is. When Cuba's Jose Lardu fell victim to a similar decision about, this was a bad decision, because the person was crying because they got gypped in the middle. So similar to about 15 minutes later, the Belarusian came back up the fighter's tunnel and intercepted Larduet, whatever his name is, on the way out of the ring, holding up his hand as the real winner. And it was just like, you know, that just made no, I watched two bouts, and one of them, this woman just pummeled the daylights out of this person in the third round, and she won by 1 point in that round. It's like, what? You know that three blind mice thing that the sound guy got thrown out of the ballgame for? I think we need to play that more often. And the Americans finish undefeated pool play. Basketball team rolls past China. We're not surprised about some of these things. And then there was all the other stuff in the whole wide world that went. There was actually that happy equestrian stuff was going on. I still don't get it. You know, the horse does all the work as far as I can see. But anyway, and who was it? Anne? Was it Anne's cousin's daughter's son? They're all related, the royal family. I'm worried about all that. But anyway, somebody won a jumpy horse race thing. I don't know how Mitt Romney's horse did. I can't personally tell you that I know. I don't stay glued to the TV for those horse jumpy jobs. Yeah. Now, Joe, this was really funny to me. I thought this was a great tongue-in-cheek column that Joe Tarica, who does Joetopia, wrote. 5 reasons to hate the Olympics. Number 5, silly opening ceremonies. There is not a more ridiculous, costly, and unnecessary display of human excess than the Summer Olympics opening ceremonies, which is really nothing more than a Super Bowl halftime show multiplied by 1,000 and paired with a 2-hour roll call of nations, half of which have no hope of even walking adjacent to the medal stand. He goes on. Number 4, way too much swimming. It's obvious the reason Michael Phelps has won so many medals is that he enters so many darn races. The 100-meter butterfly, 200-meter breaststroke, 400-meter individual goggleless underwater relay medley. He's kidding. All right, number 3, these games are too safe. And so he says, you know, it's not like you're, you know, just skateboarding down a hillside or doing something, or a bobsled or something like that. So he basically said, the other thing is that here's the really weird part. Here's the really weird part. Now, actually, some of these things could be, well, if somebody really screwed up, you know, they could be dangerous, but they're all, you know, pretty much in shape to do what they do, you know, and they've practiced enough and all that. But, if we remember Christopher Reeve and horse jumping, well, that's one of the more dangerous affairs out there. Yeah. And then the other one, he said, here are the number, too many non-sports. The Olympic Committee believes baseball and softball are not worthy of the games, but target practice at the archery range, ping pong, and jumping on a trampoline are? How stupid is that? You can actually earn a gold medal in badminton, the worst of all the bad Olympic sports. And number one, most annoying things about NBC. As usual, blame for many of the most annoying things about the Summer Olympics lies with NBC, which determined to embargo the best live events, add them into tidy primetime packages like a reunion episode of Survivor, where some TV host blabs with the stars while replaying the juicy, odd clips of past conflicts. So that was Joe's thing. I thought it was very funny. But somebody's going to call and complain about it. You know, they don't get the tongue-in-cheek that he's having fun and saying, here's what's going on with the Olympics. Who'd they quote? George Carlin was quoted somewhere in the thing. He said, why is sailing an Olympic event? He said, sailing just means you're getting from one place to another. He said, if I get on a bus, can I win the Olympics? The late George Carlin said that. All right. Let's talk about other things that are happening today. Just lost myself there for a second. But I'm okay now. Oh, here was the thing I was going to tell you about. Well, Loeffner is expected to change his plea. Let's get on this story here. I don't know what a weird-looking dude that is. What a scary-looking man. Anyway, attorneys for Jared Lee Loeffner, charged in the January 2011 mass shooting outside a Tucson, Arizona supermarket, are expected to enter a guilty plea on at least one of the felony counts against him if federal judge determines Loeffner is competent to stand trial at Tuesday's court hearing. An order from the court indicating they plan to change pleas was released today. Hoffner had earlier pleaded not guilty. So the deal that they're trying to do is just get him life in prison without the possibility of parole. Is really what it comes down to. And of course, his attack killed six people, wounded 13, including U.S. Representative Gabriel Giffords. Okay. Somebody had a thing. There was a letter to the editor about, you know, maybe you could limit some of what danger could happen in gun situations by having, there's some kind of a special magazine that you'd have to release a certain way that would take time. I mean, it's not something you could just all of a sudden drop out and slam another one back in. There's some process to it. And, you know, maybe that could help.
Maybe.
Well, it won't help, really, because, you know, then people just buy the magazines they want to buy on the Internet or whatever. They'll just get them. Or they'll go to gun shows. They'll do something. They'll get hold of them. People that are crazy are good at being crazy. You know what I mean? No amateurs in that. Idle Vet back to doing what he does best, and that, of course, is Steven Tyler's back performing with his band, and so he's doing really good, Aerosmith, and so they have sold-out crowds and everything. Anyway, now, Tyson play has a ring to it. Another good headline. Pounding out the details of his personal life on Broadway stage doesn't seem to faze Mike Tyson, the former heavyweight champion. That's what he's used to doing. At least now I don't have to go in the hospital every time. So anyway, so this is this play that Spike Lee came up with, directed by Spike Lee. It has his report from Robin Givens, his time spent in prison. He even talks about an incident with Brad Pitt. All right. Whatever. New seventh graders must get whooping cough vaccine because it's bad news. And they say the same requirement is a response to a recent spike in cases and deaths, 500,000 students to be immunized.
So there you are.
Just remind me of something else. It had to do with health care. By the way, a lot of us that have are underinsured, or we have our MEDIS. I'm taken care of by the Vets Administration, but my wife has a Blue Shield, I guess. Anyway, so and she's not with a group of any kind, so you know they can nail her, and they have. And it doesn't matter that she hasn't ever filed a single claim for one dime against Blue Shield. It's like, okay, fine. So she had to get a prescription here a couple of weeks ago, the first one she's ever had that I know of. And she didn't take the stuff anyway, but it's not important. But here's the deal. So the deductible for the medicine, I think it was, is $2,000. So they say, well, now $1.95 has been taken off your $2,000 deductible. So somebody wrote in a letter, and they were talking about how, you know, how hard it is even when you have a high deductible. Well, I decided to look something up on the Internet, and so I'll go with this. I found it two different places, this number, and I didn't find conflicting numbers. The average stay, hospital stay in the United States cost, the average stay, cost $15,714. So you figure when people have a $10,000 deductible, they figure, well, okay, at least I can afford the insurance. You know, they'll at least take me into the hospital. Yeah, they will. But then if you have a $15,000 bill, $700 bill, you know, you're going to pay another $1,100 on top of the $10,000 you've already spent. So how did you think you're going to pay that? Yeah, I don't know either. I know Nancy's is high. I don't know what it is exactly. It's just one of those things you pretend you don't know and you go on with your life. And I had a story today in the paper. And this was interesting. Think your health care is in, you think you're in good shape with your health care right now? Did doctors abdicate decision-making? State accuses group of allowing business officials to make health care judgments. It had nothing to do with doctors. It had to do with the insurance companies were making the decisions. This one outfit, a Los Angeles doctors group that provides care for 148,000 patients, The orders are aimed at large insurers that contract with Accountable, including Blue Cross, LA Care, Aetna, HealthNet, Blue Shield, and others are all part of this gang. But the doctor doesn't decide squat. Speaking of medicine, there's another article today about elder care for a pittance. You know, this home care stuff for seniors, you know, the problem is the seniors can only afford so much, and the people that are providing the service can't really live on what they're making. So it's kind of going down the tubes slowly but steadily, and a bad news thing right there. Fish dying from the heat across the Midwest. They say, oh, I mean, how many fish here? About 40,000 shovel-nosed sturgeons. You remember those? They were killed in Iowa last week as water temperatures reached 97 degrees. The good part is you can have your fish boiled and then just pick it up and eat it. But the bad news is it's killing all the dang fish. It's something I've never seen in my career, and I've been here for more than 17 years, said Mark Fleming, a fisheries biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. I think what we're mainly dealing with here is extremely low flows and this unparalleled heat. So then places are drying up, you know, like, in, you know, remember how Nacimiento was kind of not doing well for a long time? Same thing. So the, you know, the bad news continues to go bad when it does. All right. Now we have to find out about this story because a top center called a dirty liar. I don't think was he insulted by it? Not necessarily an insult. All right. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham strongly took issue with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's accusations that Mitt Romney has not paid taxes in 10 years, saying Sunday the Democratic leader was lying. What he did on the floor of the Senate is out of bounds. I think he's lying about his statement of knowing about Romney, Graham said on CNN's State of the Union. In a Huffington Post interview published on Tuesday, The leading Democrat said that an unnamed investor with Bain Capital, Romney's former private equity firm, told Reid in a phone conversation that Romney did not pay taxes for a decade. Reid stood by the allegations Tuesday while speaking on the Senate floor. The word's out that he hasn't paid any taxes for 10 years, he said. Let him prove he's paid his taxes because he hasn't. Taking questions from the media at the event Friday, Romney responded to the allegations from Reid, reiterating his call for the majority leader to put up or shut up. Harry, who are you? Who are your sources? Let's have Harry explain what that is. The candidate said firmly, I have paid taxes every year and a lot of taxes. So Harry is wrong. So anyway, it goes on. This is this bitter battling that's going on that gets us nowhere. It's really a shame. But that's what we have, guys. You know, we have, again, 300 million people in this country, and we have these two people that are, one is the president, one is the one who wants to be president. And I'm just saying. You know, there have to be, I mean, brilliant thinkers, great leaders. There have to be somebody that, you know, I mean, we picked Dwight Eisenhower because he won the Second World War. I was going some, you know, that was some creds. These people can't even win the War of the Words. That's okay. Romney's VIP list is narrowing. I know I don't talk to you a lot about what's going on in politics, but some of the stuff we should know about. All right, let's see what Romney's VIP is. Here's a red, white, and blue elephant. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, New Mexico Governor Susan Martinez, and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, three women rumored to be under consideration as Mitt Romney's running mate, will have a high-profile speaking roles at the Republican National Convention. Organizers will announce today. The names of the three women most likely means that Romney's campaign is no longer vetting their backgrounds if they ever did. In addition, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Ohio Governor John Kasich, is how you say his name, Arizona Senator John McCain, and Florida Governor Rick Scott will also have prime time speaking slots. This is going to be exciting, I'll tell you. Anyway, it's got all these other people that was considering for vice president. So maybe he's considering a woman. Although when John McCain pulled that rabbit out of the hat, it didn't kind of go over so well, did it? I'm saying his rabbit. One of these women who has, you know, served and people and has a record that people can look at, you know, might work fine. Interesting stuff. Always interesting stuff. And if that's not enough, there's other weird stuff going on constantly around us. Constantly. Some return home as Oklahoma wildfires ease. Light rain and moderate temperatures help firefighters make progress. So, of course, these are all these people who lost their homes, and it was really bad. The fire devoured almost 91 square miles and is really bad. And then the National Weather Service maintained a red flag warning into Sunday evening for a vast section of Northern California that stretches along the Sierra Nevada at west and Lake Mendocino counties. And now to the Oregon border, more than 2,000 lightning strikes reported across part of Northern California from Saturday afternoon through Sunday morning. 10 new fires were sparked by lightning, though all of them were contained in only a few acres. But Daniel Barant said, who's a spokesman of the California Department of Fire and stuff, said it's looking bad. You know, it always seems like, you know, there's always a kick when in the fanny when somebody does start a fire, when somebody starts a fire. But to just have lightning start fires and you're like, there's nothing you can do about it. There's not a thing in the whole wide world. Here's this. We have a surprise package, by the way, that's coming our way, I guess. It says something dramatic in Romney's plan. GOP candidate says that what is needed to ignite the economy... but he has yet to say exactly what he has in mind. So I was like, well, okay. Surprise, surprise. I don't think that's going to work. I think somebody has to step up and say, here, this is what I'm going to do or not do. Okay. Iran's trying to free some hostages that Syrian rebels claim the abductees were on a reconnaissance mission. And then regimes gear up for decisive battle. The Syrian forces threaten Sunday to mount a decisive battle for Aleppo, even as rebels clawed through the city's ancient center amid intense bombardment and strafing from warplanes. I don't know how they're doing as well as they are. Can I tell you honestly? I don't know how they're doing as well as they are. Oh, good. Other strange stories. A woman was injured when an SUV crashed through a barrier and plummeted three stories from a parking structure at a San Diego County mall, landing on its roof on two parked cars. San Diego said the crash happened Saturday at Fashion Valley in the Mission Valley area. Police officer Frank Kelly said the driver of the car, it says what kind of car, we don't care. The driver of the car said he accidentally hit the accelerator instead of the brake when he was honked at while attempting to exit a parking space. The SUV teetered for a bit before it flipped, laying upside down on top of some other cars. And so witnesses said the driver, who apparently to be in his 70s, was able to get out of the car on his own, his car. His girlfriend, who was a passenger, was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. No one in the ground was hurt. You know, when you see it, when we talked about this with Jim D., when you see that on, you know, the Bourne supremacy or whatever, you know, or the Bourne Ultimatum, I guess it is, the Bourne Ultimatum. You see that kind of thing, you know, people are flying off of a parking structure like that. Yeah, you have to be a well-trained secret agent to make that work. And this is, there's probably so much sadness behind this story that now is sadder that who can imagine it. Ohio police say a 66-year-old man entered a hospital intensive care unit and shot his 65-year-old wife while standing at her bedside. Akron police said early Sunday that the woman is in critical condition. They can't release any information about it because, you know, it's all private and all that stuff. But it's just so sad. Tropical storm Ernesto brushed past the Caribbean county southern coast Sunday, causing heavy rains but few problems as it headed for the Gulf of Mexico. They say it's tapered off somewhat, but they don't know exactly what it's going to do or where it's going to hit. And this was interesting, you know. I mean, here we've been studying these things for how many years? And they're still always, you know, they're just surprised. They're like the surprise package from Romney. It's going to be a surprise to find out where that hurricane hits again. And in Madrid, Spain, and the parts of Spain, you know, they're having terrible wildfire situations also. And fierce winds and high temperatures raged across the western Spanish region and on the Canary Islands on Sunday, threatening to cut off phone contact with the island. killing an emergency worker and forcing the evacuation of hundreds of people once again. So we've got a lot of people that are just suffering from these fire situations, that's for sure. We also have CBS News that's going to be next. We'll find out what they have to say about our world and what's happening to us because of it. We're ready now.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. President Obama says everyone's heart is broken over the killings of six people at a Sikh temple in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Three people were badly hurt. Dr. Lee Biblow at Frederick Hospital in Milwaukee.
We have been caring for three victims, currently all alive and in critical condition.
President Obama says more needs to be done by the government to reduce violence.
What I want to do is to bring together law enforcement, community leaders, faith leaders, elected officials at every level, to see how we can make continued progress.
The motive, what drove the gunman, is not clear. Investigators haven't said what, if anything, they've learned about that. The alleged schizophrenic Tucson shooter has a hearing with the judge in the case tomorrow. CBS's Stephanie Lambidakis.
If all goes according to plan, Jared Loughner is expected to plead guilty for the 2011 mass shootings in Tucson. But the federal judge hearing this case must first rule that Loughner's competency has been restored. This competency issue has stalled the case for more than 1 year. The plea presumably will lead to Loughner spending the rest of his life in prison in exchange for the threat of the death penalty being taken off the table.
Loughner allegedly killed six people, wounded 13, including Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, and wants to plead guilty if the judge will let him. Reputed Boston mobster Whitey Bulger will testify next year at the trial over 19 murders. That's from his attorney. He'll claim immunity from the Justice Department for being a mafia snitch, should let him skate the charges. At NASA and JPL,
the surface mission of Curiosity has now begun.
Curiosity being a one-ton Martian rover the size of a small car, armed with a laser, a robot arm, a jackhammer, and sensors to figure out what's in the red dirt today and even long ago.
We built this rover not just to be launched or not just to land on Mars, but to actually drive on Mars and execute a very complex and beautiful science mission.
Michael Watkins is the mission manager. Hospitals in poor areas have less money and smaller staffs. They're often overcrowded. It's a new study.
Hospital emergency departments in areas with large minority communities are far more likely to be overcrowded and to divert ambulances to other facilities, according to a study by researchers at the University of California, San Francisco. Analyzing data from 202 hospitals in the state, they found those ERs are forced into diversion more than 300 hours a year compared to 75 hours at hospitals serving largely white populations. This leads to critical delays in care, particularly for heart attacks and strokes, they warn in the journal Health Affairs.
CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. A 67-year-old man who had allegedly had a few beers ran out in Columbia, Tennessee, and called police 9 times, once asking for a ride to the liquor store. Police told him he was making a nuisance of himself, and then he denied having a phone. So the officer said they arrested him to make the phone stop ringing. On Wall Street, the Dow up 29 points, NASDAQ up 22, oil more than $92 a barrel. This is CBS News.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
A member of the women's German rowing team left the Summer Olympics after the story emerged that her boyfriend is a far-right politician.
The Olympian who left Germany's rowing team over her relationship with a far-right political candidate now says she did so voluntarily. Nadja Drigala says she wanted to, quote, take the burden off the team. The 23-year-old tells the German Press Association that she does not share her boyfriend's extremist views. The story is generating widespread coverage here, with even the German defense minister questioning why Drigala felt she had to withdraw from the games. Henry Mulek for CBS News, Berlin.
America seems to have lost much of its skills in some parts of the country. Another area that has jobs for people but can't find workers because the jobs require skills ranging from machinists and auto mechanics to engineers and even truckers and nurses. Bend, Oregon is such a place, according to the state's employment department. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you can even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is to Coastal Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Coastal Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
Karen Scott Audiology, now at her new location, 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320 in San Luis Obispo next to the DMV. Dr. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast and the community for over 30 years. What's important to remember is that hearing loss can occur at any age, from newborns to your grandparents. Let's stop the stigma of having to wear hearing aids. With today's technology, new sleek hearing aids are available. Karen Scott carries Starkey, Phonic, Widex, just to name a few. They have the knowledge and the experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. They also offer clinical audiology as well as industrial screenings. Call her for your free consultation. Call 541-1790. When was the last time you had yours or your child's hearing checked? How about that teen that listens to that loud music or that's not doing so well in school? They could be suffering from hearing loss. Karen Scott Audiology. Call 541-1790 because hearing really matters.
Now what's right is right, but
but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Picture the go-go dancers in the background. There you go. Funny outfits and all that stuff. Okay, so there was Nancy Sinatra with that great song right there. These boots are made for walking, her big hit, and but she had some songs I like, so we got another one coming up. Here with Bill Banneker, talk is cheap, friends and neighbors network on 1340 KYMS, your news station. Thank you for joining me on this Monday, and it's going to be a really dandy day. San Luis Obispo, 85 degrees. North County, 185 degrees. Coast, 10 degrees. It's our weather's not been right here lately, and then they throw in the earthquake on top of that. Well, no wonder. Earthquake weather. My wife calls it that. Her mother calls it that. Some others call it that. Actually, I think somebody said that on TV this morning.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk a little bit more about what people have on their minds today, because they this is one lady here. Excuse me. I'm sorry. This may be somebody I know, William, from Garden Farms. And he says, save the public, KCBX, we have to do that. They have to broadcast the stuff for the supervisors. Somebody does. Then, Lampooning All, shameful cartoon letter, July 30th. I have noticed that the Tribune publishes political comments in cartoons that appear to lampoon political and popular figures of all stripes. Does the writer of this letter find only cartoons about his candidate despicable when at the same time laughing at those aimed at his at the other candidate who was not his guy? You have to ask yourself, what did he call again after me? I was stunned when I saw it. I really was. Shameful cartoon, he called it. The person called it a shameful cartoon. You know what the cartoon was? It was Mitt Romney saying to his wife, we need to have you call the public something other than you people. That's funny. That's cute. That's cute. You know, the proletariat appreciates humor like that. And I'm right in there. Heavens knows. Yep, one of the proles. What was this one? Oh, this was Michael wrote a letter and said, after reading Betty Zeck's July 31st letter, prioritizing people, I had to respond. I am a resident of San Luis Obispo and an employee of the wonderful city of Santa Maria. I am so a supporter of the Santa Barbara Humane Society and many other things. But anyway, I am an even bigger support of the city's wonderful homeless campus. So he goes on to say that, you know, it's safe, comprehensive, and professional, and run very well as a homeless services program. What continues to amaze me is the residents of Santa Maria who have so little can give so much. No, Betty's not about priorities. It's about love. May I suggest you check it out? Ooh, okay. Okay. And here was the thing with free speech. You know, you have to go back to the we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. They endowed by their creator certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which includes, I guess, free speech. I think this is where this guy's going backwards. This, I think, because he said, I recently read the Board of Supervisors that would put a restraint on our free speech. How do you say this? I was born with a voice from my creator, and if my beliefs are put in danger, I have the right to stand up for myself. Yeah, you do. I wouldn't do it like, say, in Iran. I just keep quiet. I just kind of keep quiet. In case you ever find yourself, you know, hiking a trail and around, and all of a sudden you find out you're in the wrong country. Yeah, because these things happen. These things happen to people. Innocent people who do things that make no sense to anybody but themselves. Now, here's the thing I saw here. I have to get to, I got to share this with you. This is like, this is where I got cracked up when I saw this. So I'm going to give it to you right here. Here's a headline right here. See Hillary Clinton dance in Malawi. I'm not going to click on that ever. Sorry. And then we have to find out what this is about, because this could be right over the top right here. Oh, Natalie Portman has gotten married. There you go right there. Here we go. Let me see what this is. Because the headline says something that doesn't make any sense. So let's see what the story actually says. This is CNN Health. There's Dr. Sonia Gupteer and everybody. All right. Seattle Children's Hospital oncology unit, which gave us the stronger video that went viral in May, is now bringing smiles to the faces of cat lovers everywhere with a new project. Mega Brazillo's, I can't pronounce this lady's name, 16, has been confined to her hospital room for nearly a month while undergoing post-bone marrow transplant treatment, according to the hospital on a Pulse blog. The thing she misses most, her cat, Mary. M-E-R-R-Y. So Seattle Children's asked Facebook fans to send in pictures of their favorite pets and received 3,000 photos in response. Well, that's cute. I thought they actually, because here, let me tell you what the headline said. I thought they actually were 300. I was going to say, this can't possibly be right. But here's what the headline said. Come on, back up. Take a tiny step backwards. There you go. That's it. Okay. The things that hospital brings 1,000 cats to patient. See, that's how they get you. They get with this headline. They got Benica right there. I'm gullible. I'm like, I'll be the first to tell you. You know, I'll fall for anything. I think I'm a dope is what it is. if we really had to be truthful about analyzing the problem. Okay. Hey, we're going to have Ann Calhoun's Calhoun Cans, which I think you'll really enjoy today. It's a heartwarming story, and it's not political or anything like that. It's just something I think you'd really enjoy hearing. Now, this is another big headline here. The founder offers to buy Best Buy. You know, Best Buy has said, remember we had the story on Friday? They're just going to do the Geek Squad thing a whole lot and do that kind of stuff because they're losing the internet people for the computers and all that kind of stuff. But here's what it says. Best Buy founder Richard Schultz made a bid Monday to, please hold still, would you? Monday to buy the retailer's outstanding shares in a deal that would value the company at more than $8 billion. Best Buy shares surged 13% today, but stock had jumped about 20% at the start of trading. Schultz, a former chairman who already owns 20.1% of Best Buy's shares, has offered to buy all outstanding shares for $24 to $26 each, according to a statement. Schultz owns about 69 million shares, according to an SEC filing from the company. As of May 5th, reporting date for Best Buy's first fiscal quarter, the company had nearly 343 million diluted shares, including his that were outstanding. The founder said he plans to use about $1 billion of his own money in conjunction with investments from private equity firms to raise the capital with the help of financial services advisors, Credit Suisse of Switzerland. He is also trying to get former Chief Executive Officer Brad Anderson and former President and Chief Operating Officer Alan Lenzmeyer to rejoin the company. There you go. So they're trying to save the whole thing, which is pretty cool. Yeah, well, good for him. You have to have money for that, you know what I mean? All right. I didn't know this. Did you know this? I didn't know it. I could have my numbers wrong. I could really be wrong with my numbers. But the Olympians who win medals get paid. They get a reward from the United States. I think it's. I'm not sure what it is. It's either 10,000 for gold, and 6,000 for silver, and 4,000 for bronze, or it's 20,000, 16,000, 14,000. It might be 20,000 for each gold medal, which means Michael Phelps, you know, is a millionaire now. But here's the deal. So the IRS is going to tax the money. And so people were kind of complaining about that, saying, well, you can't be taxing that. Well, yeah, you can. It's income. It's money that you are given. You know, they could gift it. But the IRS isn't buying that. So this is interesting also. I'm going to say this to you. I hope the IRS isn't listening to this. I remember I told you that years ago I found it absolutely fascinating when the IRS ruled that Super Bowl champion players had to claim the rings that they received on their taxes, the value of the rings on their taxes, which is ambiguous because I guess if you're lucky, it's what it costs to make the darn ring and at the time that it was made because, you know, who knows what it's going to be worth down the road. But anyway, so the Super Bowl players are forced to pay taxes on their Super Bowl rings. Well, what doesn't make sense is, and I'm going to tell you, I don't think this makes sense. Sorry. If you're a woman, sorry. But if a woman becomes unengaged and she gets to keep the ring, she doesn't have to claim that. I checked. The IRS doesn't say she has to claim that. So that seems a little bit weird, doesn't it? That seems like a little bit unfair. So I was just wondering. So now the question that you have is, I know that the medals are actually mostly pure silver with a gold plating on them, but, you know, what's a medal worth? What's the medal worth that they hang around your neck? So, it, you know, it gets, this whole tax thing gets kind of funky, I got to tell you. Yeah, so that's the deal with that. I'll find out what the exact amounts are, but I had never knew until I heard the story that they received any money out of any kind. I had no clue. All right, we have a story here. The last Enola Gay flyer recalls Hiroshima, and we'll see if we can get this thing to rock and roll for us. Dudes has to be old. Oh, sorry.
At that age, at that time.
Sorry.
If you were of that age at that time, you knew you were going to be in the war. I knew I didn't want the Army. That was muddy and that sort of thing. I knew I didn't want the Navy because that was in the water. So, no, I had had just a few, little bit of flying experience, and I loved it. My name is Theodore J. Van Kirk, and I was a major. I think I flew about 15 missions out of England, and then I got transferred down to North Africa where I completed the rest of 58 of them. If you made 25 missions, you were either the luckiest person alive or the German pilots were lousy shots. In my case, the German pilots were lousy shots. I was down in New Orleans. I got a call from Tibbetts. I met Tibbetts before that, before I flew the first mission out of England. That was the best day of my life. He saved my life a couple of times. And he says, I'm organizing a new group. He says, I can't tell you what it's about, but he says, if it works, we're either going to end or officially shorten the war. And he says, I want you to be my group navigator. I got orders to report to the Silver Plate Project in Wendover, Utah. We trained primarily to make the rapid turn and running away from the bomb. That was our primary training. Well, that was our biggest worry, was getting away from the bomb. You know, how do you get away from a bomb? You drop the bomb, the bomb goes this way, you go this way, but you had to make a very rapid turn. Tibbetts practiced, he could make that turn in less than a minute. So you're at 30,000 feet now. He's in a 60-degree bank which is a very sharp bank for a B-20 dog at that altitude. We knew the time was approaching and everything else because they had had the test explosions in New Mexico. When they finally briefed us for the bomb, for the mission and everything else, they briefed us that we were going to go out and drop the atomic bomb and everything of that type and go get some sleep. Now, how the hell they expected you to tell you you were going out and drop the first atomic bomb and then go get some sleep is beyond me. Tibbetts, Fairby, and I were in the same poker game. We obviously didn't sleep. We get down to the airplane, that's the first thing. It just says 245 comes in while we take off. The first problem was getting off the ground. We were very heavily overloaded. Just before we hit to 10,000 feet, Morris Jefferson went back in the bomb bay and did the final arming of the bomb. And the visitor says, "Didn't that make you nervous?" I says, "Hell, I'm nervous already. How much more nervous could I get?" And we're about 30,000 feet. I could see the outline of Japan for miles away. I went in, crossed Shikoku. I turned to the westerly heading and called Tom Farabee, and I say, "If you can't see it now, you're blind. The city of Hiroshima is up there, and you can see the bridge. That was our aiming point." Took the bomb 43 seconds from the time we dropped it at 30,000 feet until the time it exploded at 18,000 feet. The first thing you saw was that large white cloud that was up well above our altitude. If you look down to the city of Hiroshima, it just looked like a pot of boiling oil covering the city.
The world will note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. If Japan does not surrender, bombs will have to be dropped on her war industries, and unfortunately, thousands of civilian lives will be lost.
But there was nothing celebratory about it at all, or anything. We're just dropping another bomb.
Crowds gather in front of the White House, awaiting the announcement of Japan's surrender from President Harry S. Truman.
The Japanese have just officially laid down their arms. They have signed terms of unconditional surrender.
And the news triggered the greatest celebration the nation has ever known.
It would have been another years before the war would have been over. The point is, we dropped the bombs and saved a lot of lives. We and the Japanese would have had a bloodbath if we had invaded Japan. And they knew we were coming. They knew where we were going to land. And they had their guns waiting for us. A lot of the people went up to Japan after the war to visit Hiroshima and Nagasaki. At Nagasaki, when we landed there, all the Japanese commander wanted to do was present his sword. He wanted to surrender and go home. But while in Nagasaki, I saw probably one of the saddest sights of war. We were standing around just chatting, and at a bus stop there in Nagasaki, the city was destroyed, leveled out. And the bus commander stopped and everything else. And this Japanese soldier got off the bus looking for his home. What do you say to that man?
The navigator on the Enola Gay. This is the 67th anniversary of the dropping of that bomb on Hiroshima. Here's Bill Beckett, and this is Talk is Cheap. Thank you for joining me today. This is 1340 KYNS, your news station. And before we take a break, we're going to read Calhoun's Canons, because I think you're really going to like it. It's called Brandy's Journey Home. The older I get, the more it seems like everything's premature. Stories I thought were done suddenly have another chapter. Just when I think the play's over, the curtain rises again, and the actors are back in motion. Life more and more seems to catch me in the middle of something, like something late on the theater who comes in part way and then keeps whispering what's happening. I'm getting to be like long-winded storytellers who's always saying, oh, wait, there's more. Back in 1981, I wrote a column about adopting Brandy that ended with the end. I said in part, I don't know just what it was that captured me. Lord knows I had enough canines at home, a pack of Basenjis claimed to be dogs, and Lord knows my first look at the dog through the chain-link kennel doors at the animal services holding pens wasn't promising. The face was dark, feral, and the body reflecting some aboriginal dog influences, a dingo perhaps. Or was the dog's initial resemblance to a New Guinea singing dog that did it? Anyway, whatever it was, I couldn't get the creature out of my mind, and so the next day I returned to inquire further. Turns out that she was young, she barely out of puppyhood, had been picked up wandering around Paso Robles, had been sitting in a pound for nearly 2 weeks waiting for her people to come looking for her. Amazingly, they never did, which was a bit puzzling because when I got her home, I discovered that she was housebroken, loved other dogs, people, and rides in cars. Clearly, here was a dog that somebody had taken care of and taken the time to train and socialize and care for. Yet when he was lost, they never came to find her. The kennel man at Animal Services informed me that she looked almost exactly like the purebred Australian Kelpie that he had had at home, with a little shepherd, something showing in the face maybe. As Kelpies are reputed to have some dingo blood in them, that certainly seemed to apply to the more aboriginal look that first attracted me to this dog. Turn paper. Since this is the first real dog I've ever had, Basenjis don't count. It's starting in the extreme to be around a dog that actually minds what you say. Basenjis are ancient hunting hounds, smart, cunning, independent survival artists who understand that humans are beneath contempt and so should be ignored with impunity. Kelpies, on the other hand, were bred to herd sheep and cattle and other critters, and so by instinct, breeding dogs that actually pay attention to what they're told to do. The behavior is a shocking attribute to a home full of canine sociopaths. And there, pretty much the story was ended, except it didn't. About a year later, after getting Brandy, it became clear that the mixing of hounds and herders just wasn't going to work out. Brandy was tough-minded, and so were the Basenjis. And the result was an unhappy houseful filled with growing umbrage and sharp teeth. And so I sent out the word, and within 3 weeks, I sent out the word within 3 degrees of separation. I made a connection. Lois and Ralph arrived at the house to meet Brandy and take her home. Thus began a 14-year friendship and my new role as Brandy's aunt. When I first adopted Brandy, I thought I was the main character in a happy ending story, but that wasn't the case at all. I was only a minor character in the middle of the story, and far from being the hero, I was merely a plot device for the real story, Brandy finding her real forever home. And what a forever home it was. She went everywhere with her people, traveled to the north woods, the high mountains, and even was ready when the RV was being packed. She was surrounded by friends wanting her to come and play and date with other dogs. And when at home, she kept it safe from hooligans, raccoons, and such that came off of the bay to peer rudely into her windows. But above all, she kept close watch on those that she loved best, seeing her people through good times and bad. And every Christmas I would stop by with a snack bag of dog biscuits or toys, which I transferred to Brandy's special Christmas stocking hanging from the mantle. Her eyes did not stray from that sock until she had at least one treat. And so the many, many Christmases went by, and Brandy's eyes grew dim. Her energy waned, her step slowed until the story of Brandy, the good, the best dog in the world, came to a gentle close. At least I think that's the end of the story. But what do I know? I'm just a character in this tale, but as if, far as I know, Brandy's off on some new adventure, writing her own characters, and writing her own chapters. But before she heads off to run among the stars and herd the clouds and moon, I'm betting that she's already making arrangements to send her beloved family her replacement, a wonderful new dog who will smooth their sorrows and bring back the joy into their lives again. Good dog, Brandy. Good dog.
How do I know if a noise is dangerous? As a general rule, noise may damage your hearing if, for instance, you have to shout over background noise to make yourself heard. The damage from too loud of noise makes your ears ring or causes you to have decreased or muffled hearing for several hours after exposure, or if the noise is painful to the ears. Cotton balls or tissue do not protect your hearing. Noise-induced hearing loss typically occurs slowly over a period of time and is painless. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't concentrate, I was a danger to myself.
Stanley's wife suddenly experienced deep depression. As she got better, he found he needed help.
It was very helpful to have a counselor to work with both of us in terms of the fact that we could disagree on something and it wouldn't send her into a deep depression. And we could argue in a healthy way, and it wasn't just about protecting her.
Both partners should consider counseling to find new churches and Faith and Values Media.
The following commercial is sponsored by FeedThePig.org, an organization devoted to helping you save money. We will not entice you with messages like...
Lowest prices in town. Dealer approved, certified pre-owned.
No obligation consultation.
Nor will we brag about our...
huge selection. Enormous variety.
One-stop shopping.
Everything under one roof.
Or promise.
Prices reduced up to 75%.
A sale like this can't go on forever.
Factory liquidation.
Financing options available.
We will offer no contingencies like...
See store for details.
Prices and participation may vary.
Legal exclusions apply.
No purchase necessary.
Or try to convince you that our product will give you...
leaner, tighter abs in minutes.
A perfect smile. Porcelain veneers.
Freedom from those painful, embarrassing bunions.
Because we simply want to help you spend smarter and save better. Log on to FeedThePig.org. Find the benefits of saving for every stage of life. Brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Daddy, they call hard times. Friday's child, that's me. Friday's child, born a little ugly. Friday's child, good looks passed her by. Oh, Friday's something look like nothing. Friday's child, am I? Get to bury. Friday's child, am I? Friday's child, am I?
Ding, 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 wing, 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 wing. Hi, Nancy Sinatra right there with the Friday Show. Talk is cheap, 1340 KYMS, your news station with Bill Benica. And it's a really, really pretty Monday. I found a special place today. When I mentioned we were at the Medan Inn. And with the swimming pool is absolutely fabulous there. And so they have a little gazebo right in front of the waterfall. And it was unoccupied. So I was right there on that program, I can tell you that. Anyway, it's beautiful, that whole thing. Now, here's, let me tell you something, though, if you happen to go to Medina Inn for a staycation. They now charge, what is it, $18? I think it's $18. $18 for the opportunity to use the spa and the pool, and they have new tennis courts and a basketball court. So you pay an extra amount of money for that. I don't think you can say, I don't want to. That's not... I think that's an option. Okay, whatever. Fine. Well, this is one of the stories. This is one of the stories you go, what are you talking about now? Little develops from a land study that cost us how much money here? $35,000. It was a study conducted by Eco Northwest. Anyway, basically what it says is supervisors listened to a lengthy and highly detailed report on rural land use and smart growth last month. Then they and several others declared it not very useful. We already know about all that. Well, how can we pay $35,000 and to find out more about it when there was only less to find out? Who's in charge of this outside funding stuff? This outsourcing. Do they all vote on it one time, or does this or somebody just in charge of that? Boy, I'll tell you, some weird stuff going on. All right, Ken Harris, an assistant deputy director of the State Water Resources Control Board, has been named interim executive officer for the Coastal Region Water Collection Board, Central Coast, and replacing Roger Briggs. And there you go. That's your new guy. There's your new guy. I set my microphone on my hat. Moro Coast Audubon Society received a $23,000 grant to fund its restoration work at the Sweet Springs East Nature Preserve in Los Osos. I know. I don't get it either, but okay, fine. It's going to happen. There's no sense in worrying about it. It's going to happen. They're going to change it, and they're going to take down the eucalyptus, and, you know, they're going to have the, what do they call it? These lads out there helping them out with that whole thing. And where's the Youth Academy? So I'll be out there helping. The grant came from the Together Green program, a cooperative effort of Toyota and the National Audubon Society. The program provides financial support for projects that use innovative approaches and technology to engage new and diverse audiences in conservation and tackle pressing conservation problems, according to a program organizers, which has nothing to do with what's going on at Sweet Springs at all. There are no pressing problems. There's no, I don't know what new technology they're going to use to cut down a eucalyptus tree. I was guessing a chainsaw, but I could be wrong. Maybe they have a laser that does it now. Anyhow. Toyota and Audubon Society teamed up. They get the Audubon Society to work on their suspensions. Sorry. Just had a little bit of a problem with that. Now, here was this thing I was telling you about. I can see if I can explain it better by looking at it. Legislation has the backing of California. This is a state lawmaker and attorney general seeking to tighten assault weapons. So here's the thing right here. Weapons sold and manufactured with measures of magazines that can be removed and replaced quickly using a simple tool known as a bullet button. The buttons get around the state's ban on detachable magazines that can ever be used to swiftly reload weapons. Senator Leland Yee of San Francisco said Friday that he plans to amend his bill. Okay, so here's what I'm guessing. This is from what I've read. This is what I'm going to sort of understand that this does. In order to remove this magazine from the gun and put another magazine in, you have to actually have a tool that will press a button that will release the magazine. So you have to have this special tool. And that's actually quite easy to figure out how to do, I think. Just depend on the shape they make it. And you can't put a square peg in a round hole, that kind of thing. So, but if somebody will figure out a way around that, I promise you. You know. And the other thing, too, is if you have this tool, so you go in, and the situation we have in Aurora, Colorado, or we have at the Sikh Temple, or whatever, it doesn't matter. You go into one of these situations, whatever that tool is, you already have in the magazine. It's ready to go. So now you'll be able to at least shoot two magazines in fairly quick order. And you got to remember the mayhem that's going on. The people are screaming and yelling and getting shot, and they're running the opposite way as fast as they all can. whatever. You know, I mean, I don't care. Morro Bay sewage plant proposal should be flushed, according to the opinion of the Tribune. They flush it. Flush it. They say it's in a coastal plain. You can't have that to begin with. Project proposes a different type of solids handling process, according to one analyst, that would result in potentially stronger odors than those currently produced. You don't want that. There would be more truck traffic, including six truck trips per day to remove biosolids. Granted, some impacts are unavoidable. This is a sewage treatment plant, after all. But they're still saying maybe there's a better place to put it than right on the coast. It says, bottom line, saying a sewage treatment plant on oceanfront property may have made sense back in 1954. That's when it just flushed out in the ocean. But I threw that in. But the city now has an opportunity to make far better use of this valuable piece of coastline. It's time to forget once and for all a plan and defies common sense and ignores coastal safety policies and pursue a new site for Morro Bay's waste treatment plant. I'm thinking Morro Bay. They could make it part of the golf course, I guess. It'd be a hazard. You know, it'd be one of those hazards you have to hit over. I don't know. I can't think of any place in Morro Bay. You know, you think to yourself, well, maybe it could go in. Well, no, it's a hillside. How are you going to do that? You know, the North Morro Bay hillside, you can't put anything up there because they already tried, and it had a landslide. It collapsed. So luckily that was before they put the houses on. They're going to put houses on the thing, and they went sliding down. Well, that's not good, you can tell. It's not going to work out for you. Let me tell you some great things that are going on at Chard. They got a special deal going on right now for $29.99 per thingy. Per thingy, so you understand that. This is what you're going to find out with a Charter bundle. Over 100 HD channels to use Apple and Android apps to view TV content on your devices anywhere there's a Wi-Fi connection. Charter has over 10,000 video-on-demand titles and many in 3D. Charter was named the fastest internet by PC Magazine. Charter Internet has powerful upload and download speeds, enough bandwidth to supply all of your family's needs and devices. And we're talking about a movie in under a minute. And it's like it's insane. And then get reliable phone service with unlimited local and long distance with Charter Phone. So here's what you do. Don't wait. Call now. Call now, for gosh sakes. Get the best TV, internet, and phone with a Charter triple play for only $29.95 each when bundled. Call 1-855-75-SWITCH. 1-855-75-SWITCH. So it's $90, a little under $90. Call 1-855-75-SWITCH. Other terms and restrictions apply. Go to charter.com for details. So there you are. Get yourself the whole shebang for less than $90 a month for a year. Okay. I think it's a deal. It was interesting here. Too many guns already. Respect others' rights. Here was a tongue-in-cheek. Leslie wrote, let's use computer chips. We'll fire computer chips on anybody coming across the border, either legally or illegally, and now we can keep track of them. She's saying, not real powerful, not a real powerful gun. I'm not suggesting anything that, you know, would gouge out an eye. Just little ones capable of gouging out an eye or popping a knee. She's kidding, of course, but... I really find this interesting. You know, this is this whole business with the immigrants now that normally pick illegal or otherwise, I don't care. They pick crops. You know, now the people they're running out of them. In case we're kidding ourselves about who's picking the crops, because you notice that they're running out of them, and no citizens are stepping forth to say, "I'd sure like to do stoop labor and pick Brussels sprouts." Well, I don't see the cry for that. Climate change science lost amid the hype of one word. They used a word erroneously because it wasn't so unprecedented to talk about warmth. Was Greenland's. They said Greenland's whole entire ice sheet, you know, was thawed out as opposed to usually just 50%. And it's not unprecedented because it happened a number of times in 1889. Every 150 years or so it happens. But anyway, but so then all the people that are totally against the whole climate thing, they go nuts and go, well, we got to look into that. You know, this is bogus. And it's not bogus at all. It's just, you know, heaven help us. That's all I got to say. Heaven help us. Let me get this because I think I have another story I want to share with you. Let me make sure I do. You know. I'm not going to see Hillary Clinton dance in Malawi, but here's Dr. Drew's mild mental health issue. Well, if he has a mild mental health issue, what are the rest of us doing? Bears to listen in on this, I think. You got to find out what the minor mental health issue is. Can you have a minor mental health issue? The other one's popping up, seem pretty drastic.
I got a whiff of exercise bulimia. You sort of exercise too much, and if you miss it, you freak out. You have to constantly exercise. I don't feel right if I don't do it. But, you know, a little whiff of mental health issues never hurt anybody. Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Drew, and I am answering your CNN iReporter questions.
Dr. Drew, you always give great advice on health, medicine, and taking care of our bodies. And, well, how do you take care of your body? What's your workout routine like?
I try to run 3 or 4 times a week, like 30 minutes on a treadmill. I lift heavy weights. I've been doing that since I was a kid. Something about that experience. And it's sort of my meditation and study hall. I listen to lectures. I'm such a nerd. I listen to crazy philosophy lectures and things that would put everyone else to sleep. But I find it very, really motivates me to spend that time by myself. And it helps me release tension. So it's my little study hall and way of kind of being mindful and meditating.
Why is it that the media does not cover addictions that are outside your normal realm, such as an addiction to diet pills?
Nicole, I'm not sure that's true. Addiction to diet pills is something that's been on the radar for quite some time. And just, you know, I'm constantly harping on prescription drug abuse. Painkillers, opiates, and anxiety medicines, benzodiazepines comes to mind for everybody else. But I'm putting psychostimulants in there of any type, whether they're diet pills or Ritalin or Adderall, any of that stuff. Except the diet pill addiction may have some added concomitant psychiatric issues like a body image problem or eating disorder. So in a way, diet pills are more difficult to treat.
Is there really such a thing as a chemical imbalance?
Everything that is mental health is about our brain. So by definition, it's about wiring and chemistry. I mean, without exception. To some extent, we're using sledgehammers to treat those chemical issues that may require much more bulleted kinds of adjustments of certain regions of the brain. The real issue, when people get so focused on, oh, I have a chemical imbalance, they become unwilling to do the talk therapy, the really deep, introspective, interpersonal kinds of experiences that allow our brains to grow and rewire and integrate.
Do you think stem cell research could ultimately cure such lifelong conditions as allergic rhinitis, asthma, or PMAU?
The notion of stem cells is very appealing, but all the research, real scientific research thus far, suggests that there is not much that it has to offer us yet. And you asked specifically about allergic types of symptomatology. I would say no. I wouldn't be really looking for stem cells in the near term for that to be the solution. I can't tell you how often people are seeing allergists and asthma doctors, and lo and behold, they're living with a cat. Or lo and behold, there's some source of allergy in the environment there that they really don't think about. Now watch, people are going to write and call in and say, I hate cats. I don't hate cats. I like cats.
But he has a chemical imbalance in his head and everything, so you're never quite sure why he likes the cats and everything. So that's their president's problem. Okay, well, we found out what that meant, which was nothing. It was kind of like the study the county paid $35,000 for to learn nothing new. Whatever you can get, you get. Help. Help. All right. Here was a couple more stories. A police sergeant from the city of Bell, who was forced to retire after reporting corruption in local government, has been given his job back along with $400,000. Man, I want his job back if he has $400,000. Oakland police have issued a warning about. Now, this is one of these. I read about these things, and it makes me kind of go, ha-ha. It makes me nervous, kind of. I got to tell you the truth, but yet, you know, I don't know. Oakland police issued a warning about a series of robberies of people responding to items advertised for sale on Craigslist. Police say several people have been robbed at gunpoint over the weekend. I'm sorry, can I try that again? Gunpoint over the past several weeks after agreeing to meet a person advertising a car and electronic item for sale on the website. At least four of the robberies took place this week, including one man who was robbed at gunpoint of $6,500 when he responded to a posting for a car for sale. I bet Angie's List doesn't have these kind of problems.
Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now.
Don't worry.
Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry,
be happy for today. It's a really nice day. We should have nice weather all week. Let's get together again tomorrow at noon, your clock, shall we? I'm Bill Baggett, thanking you for joining me today. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything that you hear here. Because
this is Talk Is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
CBS News.